Recently, the Macon-Bibb County Sheriff's Department investigated the problem of pedestrian fatalities. Its report did not blame the engineering of the roads, but rather pedestrians and drivers not taking personal responsibility for their actions. While waiting to pick up her children at Alexander II Magnet School, Jessica Davis seems to agree with the assessment that it's not a problem of the roads.
For the most part, they're safe. I mean, everything's been done that can be done, as long as it's just the people that don't pay attention.
Violet Poe owns Right Start Defensive Driving School. Poe also emphasizes the responsibility of drivers on the road and walkers nearby. While sitting in her immense and colorful office on First Street, Poe talks about her side mission. While Poe's job is to educate drivers on being safe, she will also watch pedestrians as they cross First Street. She'll approach them and conduct an impromptu survey.
Number one, what is your reason for crossing First Street in the location that you chose? Number two, were you aware that there are two crosswalks a few feet away in this area for your safety?
Some tell Poe they didn't notice the crosswalk or they didn't know they had to use the crosswalks. Some say they simply didn't want to wait on the traffic signals to change. Then Poe makes a pitch.
Afterwards, I encourage the pedestrian to utilize the crosswalks throughout Macon-Bibb in order to avoid being struck by ongoing traffic, which could possibly lead to injury or death.
Poe says she has had several friends pass away from road-related accidents, and that's why she wishes to help end these everyday bad habits for pedestrians. Nancy White is an administrator for the Bibb County Health Department. White says changing these behaviors means making clear how dangerous the roads can actually be.
Pedestrians and drivers alike have to look at common sense safety measures that they must take themselves and take ownership and responsibility for what's within their control.
Starting at an early age can make a difference in road behavior, says Chris of Ottawa. He's a member of the Macon-Bibb Board of Health.
We're trying to instill into the next generation appropriate behaviors and patterns to establish large norms about being a part of the road community.
Savatawa promotes a federally funded program called Safe Routes to Schools. It shows children how to be aware of their walking environment by teaching them the basics. Looking both ways, being aware of crosswalks, how to use crosswalks, and what their responsibilities are as pedestrians.
So these learned behaviors need to be counteracted by positive behaviors. And when we look at something like that, we have seen success in communities all around the country. Safe routes, we create increased walkability, people own their neighborhood, you know, crime reduction, et cetera, et cetera.
Savatawa says this education effort will take weeks, months, or even years in order to get results. But he thinks this emphasis will eventually make a difference. For GPB, I'm Taylor Harder.